The proposed Tier 3 standards would set new emissions standards for passenger cars, light-duty trucks, and some medium and heavy-duty vehicles beginning in 2017. Tailpipe standards limiting nitrogen oxides, volatile organic compounds, known as VOCs, and soot would be phased in through 2025. Sulfur limits would be effective in 2017. A coalition of 15 states and cities, including Vermont, is calling on the Environmental Protection Agency to adopt the rule swiftly. Vermont Assistant Attorney General Thea Schwartz notes that it's estimated that under the new guidelines, smog emissions would be reduced by 80% and soot by 70%.
It will help Vermont by reducing the pollution transport from neighboring regions and ensuring that out-of-state vehicles operating within this region have lower emission characteristics.
The American Lung Association is also advocating for implementation of the rule. During a recent conference call, Association Senior Vice President Paul Billings noted that 9 health and medical groups submitted comments in support of the new rule, along with major environmental and consumer advocates and state and local pollution control officials. Billings calculates that over 275,000 comments in support were filed from a diversity of interests, including organized labor and major automakers.
All of these commenters want EPA to finalize this proposal before the end of the year. Why? Quite simply, EPA did a good job. The proposal makes sense, including dollars and cents. It is affordable, less than a penny per gallon of gasoline and about $130 for a new car, and it will dramatically reduce air pollution. So there's tremendous public support from all of the stakeholders except one. The oil industry continues to oppose this.
Mayor Michael Bissonnette of Chicopee, Massachusetts, joined the Lung Association in its call for action on the Tier 3 rule, saying the standards will make existing cars cleaner and will push automakers to develop cleaner vehicles and will help communities achieve national air quality standards.
Now, I've been in Chicopee all my life, and it's known as the crossroads of New England, and it gives us a lot of advantages. But having all the traffic and 2 major highways isn't always a good thing. So we're very concerned about health effects associated with near roadway exposure to this traffic pollution. This can clearly trigger asthma attacks and other health-related issues. And it puts residents in Chicopee and other cities at risk. Clean gas, clean vehicles, cleaner air. It just makes sense. We can't wait any longer. The time to move forward on this is right now.
Mayor Bissonnette is vice chairman of the U.S. Conference of Mayors Standing Committee on the Environment, and he explained that a resolution was adopted by the entire body of the conference in support of implementing the new standards.
Nobody supports bad air, and we have the means, the mechanisms, and the ability to go forward and push EPA to do the right thing here.
American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Environmental Health Chair Dr. Jerome Paulson is a professor of pediatrics and environmental and occupational health at George Washington University. He is also director of the Mid-Atlantic Center for Children's Health and the Environment, one of 10 such specialty units in the country. Paulson says there is extensive data proving that ozone, particulate matter, and other pollutants targeted in the new rule exacerbate health problems.
It is now very clear from prospective longitudinal studies that kids who grow up in more polluted areas will have decreased lung function when they are about 20 relative to kids who grow up in less polluted areas. So all in all, it's very important for the health of kids and the long-term health of the population in general for the EPA to do as much as it can to limit tailpipe emissions. And these Tier 3 standards would do that.
Auto tailpipes emit many of the pollutants that harm human health, including carcinogens. Carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, and volatile organic compounds are also raw ingredients in the formation of ozone and particulate matter. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.